Kai Boyd opened his first Rialto movie theater 20 years ago in Sonoma County. Today, there are three Bay Area Rialtos, including one in Sebastopol. At those theaters, you can see live and taped opera and ballet right alongside Hollywood blockbusters. News director Steve Mencher talked with Kai about his lifelong love of movies and the future of the business.
Well, I loved movies as a kid from the very first movie that I ever saw, which was Walt Disney's The Aristocats at the Liberty Theater in Great Falls, Montana, which was this great old movie palace, which sadly no longer exists. Anyway, I was hooked on movies, and when I was in kindergarten, we had a movie one day, and I don't remember what the movie was, but I can tell you now that the projector at the back of the room, which I was fascinated with, was a Kodak Pageant 16mm projector. And those two things kind of set me on my path.
Kai Boyd's path brought him to Sonoma County, where he founded the Rialto 20 years ago. I asked him what the next 20 years will bring, especially at a time when people in the movie exhibition business bemoan the rise of streaming services like Netflix.
Well, in 20 years, I hopefully see myself retired. Because I'm 55. It's kind of amazing. I started this at 35, and it just, you know, seems really young to me now. You know, I think that there is going to be a moment coming where the novelty of streaming is going to wear off. And I think in some ways it's already has, because, you know, the number one comment I hear about it is, well, where, you know, people say, well, it's on streaming. It's like, well, where is it? And you know, it's a hunt. And it's interesting because I was reading this article last night about the music business and Jimmy Iovine, and he's talking about how in the music business, you know, whether you go to Spotify or Apple Music or Pandora or whatever your streaming service of choice is, everybody has all the music that's available.
And he's a producer and music executive.
Right, exactly. Yeah, okay. He's the founder of Interscope Records,
okay.
I believe.
All right.
And so, whereas in filmed entertainment, you know, Netflix has their stuff, Amazon has their stuff, Disney, Warner Brothers, Sony, you know,
Apple.
Paramount all sell
right.
to everybody.
Right.
Apple has their stuff. They're differentiating themselves through product. But at the end of the day, I think that there is value in the theatrical exposure. You know, even a movie like Eddie Murphy's fantastic film Dolomite Is My Name, which which was another film that was paid for by Netflix.
Right.
And it's really a fantastic movie, but it's a comedy that plays better with an audience.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
than plays in your living room watching it by yourself, or God forbid, watching it on your phone. I mean, it's that kind of, you know, classic comedy that Eddie Murphy is known for. And you need that audience interaction to really make it sing. And I do think that there is something really magical about you go into a darkened room with a group of strangers and you share a common experience, and you, in doing so, you become an audience and you go out into the world and you talk about that experience with your friends and family and neighbors, and it resonates.
That's Kai Boyd, founder of Rialto Theaters. They'll have some special 20th anniversary events scheduled for later this month. Learn more at norcalpublicmedia.org.